flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
You ready for picture day, Keefe?
Oh, I was born ready for picture day, Jones. Look at me in my Sunday's best.
Well, I was going to say, adjust Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch and YouTube can drink it in. Look at this quarter zip. No hoodie, no hat. You know something's up. I'm either going to a funeral, a job interview.
Did you get a haircut?
Last week I did.
Yeah, that's looking nice.
It's okay. Greg, you know what happened again with me?
You guys doing picture day, Greg?
Courtney is.
Oh, just Courtney.
She has a makeup person here. Her own makeup person.
That's who that was in the hallway.
Should we get in on that? That's who that was?
That was a makeup person.
I thought that was the photographer.
No.
That's just Courtney's makeup person.
You guys need a new picture for the show, though.
Yeah, we do.
So you would do it.
Yeah.
We have lots of pictures.
Yep.
And quite frankly, if I'm being honest, the one that we have that was taken 3 or 4 years ago, I feel like I was thinner at the time. So I'm going to keep that one.
You had a good pose, right? You had one of these.
You look kind of like a band.
Yeah.
Like a five-piece band.
More like a badass. That's what I look like.
More like a gang.
An American badass.
You can't. Captain America doesn't want you to.
Oh, I did hear you guys talking about that.
I also heard. I was a little disappointed in Shime and his stance there, quite frankly. Yeah.
Rich, how do you feel?
I was surprised by Anthony Mack. I think Anthony Mack is going to be a good Captain America, but I didn't really understand where he was going with that. I was left a little confused.
America's in the character name.
Right. And then all the things that he said, aren't they also supposed to be
American ideals?
Yes.
I feel like those are the ideals of
our
America.
Founding fathers, Greg. We're preaching all those things, and he's walking away from it. I didn't really understand that.
I don't get it, but, I mean, Shime was up in arms and upset that he was being dragged. So.
And then Wiggy had his take on World War Hulk, and I know you were in on that.
I couldn't quite understand it.
He went down that whole road. He was very excited about the movie, which comes out on Valentine's Day.
Well, nice.
So anybody could take your lover to go see Captain America, Brave New World.
All right.
Well, so, photo day for you guys.
Yes.
When are you doing it during the show?
No, it's right after.
Right after the show. Oh, maybe during would be better.
Why don't you do
bang that? Pop in on a break? Maybe we can.
Have some props. You could have the microphone prop.
Props would be fun.
Did you?
I brought like a boa.
Were you telling me in the past you've done like jerseys?
Yeah, one year we did them and they were like, oh, you can bring like different stuff and we can use them for. We didn't use any of them for anything. We brought like Patriots jerseys. We brought like Bruins stuff. And, like, we didn't use any of them.
Yeah.
So this is all I brought.
I always get very disappointed in the picture they choose, but then I go, I'm not really giving them much.
That's
to
true.
There's
like,
not
this
a,
is what it is.
Yeah, it's. I didn't give them a ton.
I do find myself complaining about the photos as well, but then again, who am I to complain?
So you brought the props in, but didn't use the props.
No, we did. No. There's probably lost photos somewhere.
The prop pictures.
And then they're like, here's the one we chose. Like, what is that? Like two slobs.
I think Dale brought his phonograph machine in, if I remember correctly.
That might have been right.
That might have been right.
It was very good. He had his hockey
what do you call like the big ear, the big hearing piece you listen out of?
Oh,
there?
That
like
is
the,
a fun piece.
Like an ear horn?
Yeah, it's like the monocle of the ear. Whatever that is.
Exactly. Yeah.
An ear horn, I think it is.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, okay.
I've been here.
Go get
it's 10 minutes.
Go get your makeup done.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we'll be listening tomorrow morning.
All right.
But picture day around here. Do you think we can get lasers? Can we get any cool backgrounds?
I did lasers once.
Did you get lasers?
Yeah, I got lasers. Second
did you get
grade.
Lasers, Billy?
You had to.
I might have had lasers.
My parents
third, fourth
nixed
grade, maybe?
Lasers. They didn't allow that.
So it was one of those things where I remember even as a young guy, first grade, my mom was like, this is what you're wearing.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, can I pick what I wear next year? And she's like, sure. So then second grade, I got to pick. And
nice.
Then third grade back.
That's good.
And then at that point,
that's
I was
good negotiating.
Yeah, it was.
Nice.
So I'll dig it up. I have my second grade school photo somewhere on here. It definitely has lasers.
Yeah, I'm efforting to find a childhood picture as well. It will not have lasers,
no,
but I'm
sad.
Definitely efforting to find a childhood picture.
What were you like? A
that we can throw up on
put
social.
A little tie on you,
probably. I mean, honestly,
a bolo tie,
yeah,
big huge knot,
big knot tie, yeah. Maybe.
Somebody
big
saying
knot, short tie.
Somebody saying in the Twitch chat, lasers cost more. That's not true.
Oh, I don't.
Is that why my parents?
More.
Is that why my parents?
I
said
mean,
no?
Actual lasers might cost more, but like just the background, no, it was the same.
My idea was I would wear like a black shirt with the lasers and look like it was just my head floating there.
No,
but oh, that wouldn't have worked.
You were like ahead of the green screen curve.
That was the plan that I hatched in my head, but it would have failed.
You're just gonna look stupid. Like, all right, fine. I really don't think lasers cost more. I think there was two or three options. Lasers was one of them. Now they're all different. Like, now you can get some, I feel like, that have, like, two different shots. Have you ever seen any of these where it's, like, two different photos kind of, like, together?
No.
Yeah.
Kids these days.
That's not what, yeah.
Can we get those, like, retro photos where, like, one of us is looking at the camera and then, like, our face looking.
Oh.
The
right.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Like,
wait, now, okay, now
I've
I know what you're talking
those.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
But I don't know. So maybe we'll ask the guy today or the gal today if they have lasers.
And maybe
lasers for the show would be good.
Maybe we can get some makeup. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Maybe we get some makeup done.
I don't know about that.
You ever had makeup done?
Once. And so at NBC Sports Boston one time, and the new place they're at now, the lights are so bright.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, do you want makeup? And I was like, nah. And they were like, you sure? And I'm like, I go, well, this is just kind of what you get. Like, this is kind of what I look like. And then somebody was like, well, we really recommend it. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, somebody's actually down there. So one time I went down there and they put like crap on my face. And then I was like, that was it. I've never done it since.
You feel like you popped?
No.
Looking nice? No, you didn't
no,
like
I
it?
Don't think so.
You didn't love the
I
look.
I felt uncomfortable
a
little bit.
I
and then I'm like, this is going to like, if I get, how do I take it off? If I'm going to like roll around my pillow, it like, looks like,
right.
like a mess. So yeah, now what? Did you get it
I'm going to break
done?
Out. No, I've never had makeup done. And you can tell very easily. It's a very shiny, very sweaty looking.
Oh, I don't look great.
Yeah,
no. So, the lights are very bright.
I'm sure the makeup would aid in that, but no.
These HD cameras, it's too much. It's way too much.
So it's picture day here at WE. Yeah, we're very excited about that. Again, you can see our very nice adult attire.
I look
on
good.
Twitch here.
At least
today.
We both didn't wear the matching Jimmy Fun EEI polos like we
that's
normally
what we should have done.
That is my hey, let's dress up for work day.
We should have
also
worn our polos.
Not wearing sweatpants. I know I got a hard. Everybody gave me a hard time for dressing
like
Adam Sandler.
You got some nice kicks on today too.
I got new shoes.
What are those? Those things are
Jordans.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about that?
I don't even think they'll be in the photo.
Yeah,
I know.
What a brag over there.
I'm doing all right, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty great. Nick and Billy wearing their best hoodies, so that's good.
I got something in the car.
Oh, you do? Oh.
Oh, you got it.
I went best hoodie.
Outfit change.
Yeah, best hoodie available.
Outfit change.
BHA.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
That's a big day.
You see Terp? No hat Terp, too.
I did see all business Terp. Yeah, I saw that. He means business.
It looks like we're all going somewhere pretty
lined
special.
Lined up beard, too. Terp lined up.
Oh, you lined up?
Yeah.
You got a nice
I shaved.
You got a good lineup.
I shaved. You wouldn't really know it, but I shaved.
You did?
Yeah.
Same.
I did.
No, Billy, babyface Billy back there.
Yeah, babyface Billy.
It's like Danny Graves.
With a lineup.
Can't grow a beard to save my life.
Yeah.
It's patchy. It's choppy. It's three different colors. I was like, I might as well just get rid of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just toss it all together.
It's a big day at WEI.
Wait till you see what these end up looking like, too. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess. Like, you guys got all dressed up for
all,
that?
All this hype, and it's going to be standing there awkwardly. Carolyn convinced me. Is she going to be here today? I'm assuming she'll be here for picture. She convinced me that stick your finger through the belt loop is like a good look. It's going to look very natural.
Fingers through the belt?
Hooked my thumb through the belt. I listened to her on this.
No,
I don't know why
didn't
I did
do that.
I swear to yes.
What is that?
If we can buckle too?
Huh?
My belly is like an awning for the belt loop.
I should have worn like a McAfee like wrestling style.
Did you have to say, hey, there's a new sheriff in town when you did that?
No, I should have.
Was your other leg up on the jukebox?
She goes,
with a finger gun with your other hand?
I bet if I text Ken, we'll be able to get this. It's so awkward. She's like, it won't look awkward. It actually looks very, it sounds awkward, but it looks very natural.
It's
and it looks the worst. I'm like, what is this?
All right, let's talk this out real quick. Hands in the pocket, folded arms, hands on hips, hands just up, kind of up in the air like you're playing defense.
What's the best?
I never really know what
triple
to do.
Triple threat. We all get triple threat position.
We could get a ball in triple threat.
Yeah. YMCA.
Nice. We could do.
We could YMCA.
Yeah.
What do you do with Turk?
A potential sponsor.
Period.
Yep. He's the period.
Exclamation point.
Yeah, nice.
No,
but we do need to figure out what we're going to do with our hands because that ends up being a huge problem.
Well, it's kind of the key, yeah, I would say, is what we're going to need to figure out.
Because we all don't want to be doing the same thing because that looks ridiculous. But there's only so many things you can do.
Well, I think we treated...
Like, I think the last one I did arms...
Crossed.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, look at this tough guy. I'm like, what do you want me to do with him? But I'll do whatever you want.
We got
to
treat it like a boy band. That's how we got to treat it.
Yeah.
We need to
get arrested.
We need like a bad boy.
Do we get frosted tips before 2 o'clock?
Yeah. We need like, you know, the handsome one, the tiger beat guy.
There was a sign today on driving in, a sign that hit me. I was thinking like, wow, we should do the Death Row cover of like the foreheads, like it was there.
Yep.
And then the next song that came on the radio was California Love.
Come on.
Not lying.
We should.
Not lying.
Wow. We should.
Again,
do
it's
that.
A four person photo.
Phone, your phone is spying on you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no, that's all
classic
right.
Album cover. Let's do an Abbey Road.
Yeah. I don't like how Billy keeps trying to cut Terp out. He's YMCA.
Yeah, that's right. We don't need Terp.
A lot of four photos for that. You're really.
Four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah, you're really moving in on Terp.
I'll find some five man band photos.
Like the band Five.
Yeah, well, this is why I brought up
most bands at that time had five, with the exception of 98 Degrees.
98 Degrees was...
Two Lachey's, the bald guy and the short guy.
I don't even remember the other two. But yeah, double...
No, bald guy, short guy, two Lachey's.
Double the Lachey's.
Two Lachey's, one Jack guy, and one friend.
Yep.
Nice.
And a buddy. They're like, three's not going to cut it.
Yeah, but they're...
He's like, I can't sing, and I look like I'm 45 years old. Like, we still could use you.
Not to get up on my soapbox and, you know, really preach about back in my day, but boy bands these days, these K-pop groups are
nice.
8, 9, 10 guys.
Doesn't count.
12 guys.
Too many.
What are we doing?
Everybody knows a boy band is five guys.
That's what it is.
Well, yeah, because then you end up turning yourself into a ska band, and you have to split the paycheck like 10 ways. Like, well, we got to get the trumpet guy's got to get his slice. We got the saxophone guy's got to get paid. You're like, no, you want three guys. Blink 182 splits it three ways.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
No, that's
not
smart.
Not nine ways.
I didn't even think about this. All these K-pop guys are getting screwed over.
So 98 Degrees probably got paid more than the other guy because it was a four person band.
They all made nothing. The manager made all the money.
That's true.
That is very true.
That is sort of the
literally
sad.
Singing for their supper.
The sad underbelly of the music business.
Yeah.
They didn't read the contracts.
I learned all about that when I watched Together.
No, good point. Somebody on text, Together. You plus sign me.
Yeah, you plus me equals
you
us.
You plus me equals us.
Yeah.
I know my calculus.
Yeah. I liked...
They were good.
I could be Chris Farley's brother. I'll fall on that grenade.
Was he in that?
Yeah, Chris Farley's brother was in that band.
No kidding.
Yeah, he was an older brother of one of the other members.
I like Say It, Don't
Say It. Is it Kevin Farley?
I believe it is Kevin Farley.
Oh.
Did you hear this story real quick as we're talking about it?
I'll stop you right there.
No. So I bet Billy's heard this because they were talking about it on the Dana Carvey, David Spade podcast that when they originally made the movie Shrek, the very popular Shrek.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Chris Farley did the voice of Shrek and did almost the entire movie before it was released.
Really?
Yeah, you can YouTube the audio of him reading the lines.
Chris Farley,
or worse than Mike Myers?
Different.
Good call, different.
Different. I mean, Mike Myers really made it his own, didn't he?
But pick one.
He went, I like Farley more.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, but I mean, so he did the movie and was almost done with it, and then they were like, sadly, he passed away. So one of the options they had is they went to his brother, and they were like, would you want to finish this? And he said no, and I kind of get why.
Good move.
Well, not really. That franchise has made billions of dollars.
Not a good professional move.
No, I think he
But I think it's a respectful
now,
move.
Yeah, I think even now he's like... Yeah, maybe I'd have that one back just because how successful it was. But like at the time, he's like, I couldn't, you know, have myself do that. So then Mike Myers took over, and then that franchise has literally made like billions of dollars.
How about that?
Well, what a different movie that would have been.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, very, very informative, I would say, opening segment here on Jones and Keefe. Yeah. I'm efforting.
I think we're all just nervous about picture day.
I think that's what's coming through here. So you have a child. Your folks sent you a childhood picture or something like that. You have
oh,
one?
Oh yeah, I'll find one. I have my second grade. Here it is. Second grade laser photo.
I think we're gonna try to. Oh, that's nice. Yep. That is nice.
That's a dream 1992 Dream Team T-shirt that I'm wearing as well with the cartoon.
Big head. I see Ewing on there. Yeah.
So I Bird Robinson.
We'll get these to Terp to get them up on socials. Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can watch along. Hopefully you're tuned in for our very adult attire. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and on YouTube. Just subscribe. To WEEI. You can dial us up on this and other items. 617-779-7937.
This isn't everything.
We're going to get to the biggest winners and losers in this Super Bowl, or at least who stands to gain the most and lose the most. We'll get into the Celtics last night. Jones in the building for a win.
How about that?
We'll get to the Red Sox. Their over-under is out. What does that tell you about what to expect out of this season? Plus, Mike Vrabel as the head coach of the New England Patriots. We expect a better offense. We expect a wide receiver room that can't be worse than a year ago? Maybe not. Let's dig in on his history at the wide receiver position right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Celtics are back in the win column after last night's 122-100 victory over the Chicago Bulls at the TD Garden. Kristaps Porzingis finished the night with a double-double, leading all scorers with 34 points, along with 11 rebounds. Up next, the Seas will begin a three-game road trip in New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. And tonight, the Bruins begin a three-game homestand when the Bees host the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets are currently on a four-game winning streak. Puck drop at the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. Now that it's the new year, I'm sure we all want to take care of those holiday bills. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Lanning. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
That's Keefe's guy, A.J. Brown, getting in the end zone last week.
What a player.
Played for Mike Vrabel in Tennessee, back in the Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. They are best buds. Maybe we could take a page out of A.J. Brown's, playbook, just his book.
I see what you're doing there.
Should we do some reading? Should we make ourselves look intelligent?
Oh, like a fake book, like LeBron, before basketball games?
Upside down.
Yeah. What are you reading? Just this book.
Yeah.
The Godfather for the 15th time.
What's your favorite quote from The Godfather?
All of them.
Yeah. What a clown.
Look, it's a good book. I'd imagine.
That's a good prop, actually. We're talking about props to bring. Books.
Well-read.
Theory of relativity.
Learned men.
Just reading
theory of relativity.
Yeah, I think Costo said that when he was on with Greg Hill a couple of weeks ago.
He's really?
Yeah, I just leave it around my apartment.
Smart.
If a girl ever came over, it'd be like,
what are you reading? Oh, just the theory of relativity.
Just pick it up from time to time. Yeah, how's that working out?
I like to break a mental sweat, too.
Yeah.
You read the dictionary?
Text line is consistently saying, and this was in the Twitch chat as well, that lasers cost more back in the day.
I mean, maybe that's why I only got it once. I don't know.
Maybe that's why I never got it.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. I don't remember
honestly,
that being the
Lucas
case.
Honestly, if Lucas was like, I want this and it costs more, I'd be like,
you're not getting that.
So honestly, if they really did cost more,
Maybe they did.
I thought I was being deprived of something and I didn't really get why. Now I get it.
Just to clarify for everybody, it's not real lasers. It's just what the background looks like. We're not talking about the American Gladiator laser.
I assume the screen that we'll be standing in front of is, you can put them on there.
I think so.
You don't need to
I'm not going to ask.
Yeah. We're definitely going to ask for at least one.
And
of
then
those.
We go, Ken, can we have lasers? He's like, they cost more.
They cost more, so no.
Sorry.
Can you put in space?
So definitely not happening.
Can't do that.
So it is picture day here at WEEI. Yep. We'll do our best not to get any more distracted than we already are.
A palpable buzz in the air.
It is. It is. 617.
Nervous energy.
779-7937, your phone number and text line here for Jones and Keefe. So why are we playing A.J. Brown highlights? Is in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Mike Vrabel, you'd think just based on A.J. Brown and, his production in Tennessee, how good he's been since he left Tennessee, you'd think Mike Vrabel had a pretty good track record at the wide receiver position
when he was with the Titans. And it's important to factor in, it's not just Vrabel, but Ryan Cowden is now here alongside Elliott Wolf. So these three, the track record they have at wide receiver is absurd. We know how Wolf's first draft went last year. I'll put some of the blame, not more than Bill, but some of the blame on Wolf for Tyquan Thornton and guys like this as well, late in Bill's tenure in New England. We know he can't draft receivers. We know Bill couldn't. Turns out, if you think Vrabel's on the Bill coaching tree, this is one highlight of the Bill coaching tree.
I don't think he's on the Bill coaching tree, but I will hear this out.
A.J. Brown is a Pro Bowl All-Pro caliber receiver. He was a second-round pick, 51st overall. That's the one receiver in Tennessee that they drafted. You want to hear the other ones that didn't work out? They drafted a bunch.
I mean, it wasn't Vrabel drafting him, though. I mean, no, famously, it was John Robinson who thought he could replace A.J. Brown. But
true, but some of this was even before that, right? So
but I don't think Vrabel had roster control.
No, but he's the coach there, and they're trying to fit to his system. Like, this is one of the things you've already heard about Vrabel.
I know,
and
but they traded away his best receiver when he said don't.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know if he had full say on who to draft either.
No, that's fair. But Ryan Cowden was their director of personnel or whatever he was, pro personnel. And so...
But don't you look at this more as a John Robinson thing? Because John Robinson was also worked with Bill Belichick, and those guys all together famously can't draft receivers.
So you put none of this on Vrabel? Let's give you the names.
Yeah, go ahead.
Corey Davis, fifth overall pick. Bust.
That was bad.
Treylon Burks was the replacement for A.J. Brown, first round pick, 18th overall. Bust. A.J. Brown was in the second round. Other than that, these were later picks in their defense, but that's two first-rounders they whiffed on.
Corey Davis was an insanely high pick.
Fifth
overall for a receiver, and yeah.
The other receivers, and these are all third-round and beyond, Taywan Taylor, Dez Fitzpatrick, Tajay Sharp. Did he go to UMass?
Yes.
Tajay Sharp, Kyle Phillips, Racy McMath. I don't remember him.
Racy McMath?
What?
No chance that's a real name.
That's what it says.
And that's a Key and Peele skit.
That is Racy McMath. Appalachian State
and Colton Dowell. So I'd focus mostly on the top. They whiffed on their two first round receivers in Tennessee. It doesn't sound like it's a red flag for you, but I'll ask anyway.
Yeah.
Does that concern you at all with Mike Vrabel and at least their track record of drafting receivers in Tennessee? And does that inform you that maybe steer clear of the draft altogether and go all in free agency and trades?
Yeah, I was already there anyway.
That's true.
I think regardless of what his track record was, because I think the three that really jump out would be Corey Davis. And was that year one for Vrabel? Was that his first year there?
I think he was 2018. Let me double check that.
I would assume that was the very first year that Vrabel was the head coach. So you have like Marcus Mariota. So Corey Davis ended up being a bust. Remember, he'd have like a flash here and there, just like as a fantasy owner. And then A.J. Brown, massive hit. He was like, you're not going to get traded. He gets traded. Then they tried to pull a Minnesota Vikings and draft his replacement in the first round and were horrible at it. But I look at him, he's a defensive coach and didn't have a ton of player personnel control. So I'm not as worried about that run. I think he wants more control, maybe because he saw how bad it was going there. And I'm sure he disagreed with, at least this is in my head, he disagreed with a lot of the different roster moves that were made.
Well, one of the things you're hearing here, and again, you know, our guy Ray on Twitter is agreeing with you that Vrabel wasn't in charge of personnel.
Yeah.
The head coach is going to have a lot of say in what your personnel is going to look like. In fact, I've heard Bedard say this from the Senior Bowl. Him and Giardi have been doing these stand-up videos. And Bedard is like, it's scout school right now with the Patriots. They are learning the type of player Mike Vrabel wants in New England. Elliott Wolf is learning that. Ryan Cowden probably has a good idea. A bunch of the holdovers in the front office are learning that. So I'd imagine there's some of that in Tennessee as well. He wasn't the guy in charge of the personnel, but I'd imagine he had a say in Tennessee, just like he's going to have a say here. And that's a bad track record. Maybe it's all John Robinson, but Ryan Cowden was there. Elliott Wolf already sucks at drafting receivers. That's another thing I don't love to read about his history in Tennessee. He went to bat for A.J. Brown. I'm with you on that 1,000%.
I think one of the reasons why you're hearing
and
about...
At least in their defense, they have an A.J. Brown, unlike this place.
Well, right. I think one of the reasons why, though, you're hearing about Mike Vrabel having final say, our conversation with Curran, or you know, Adam Schefter on with the afternoons and all that stuff, is I think that is one of the things that probably frustrated him the most about his time in Tennessee and how some of those roster decisions that he wouldn't have made were made, and then he's the one left with a 6-11 team. And he's trying to get the most out of those guys, but they swung and missed a bunch. So whether you want to put it on him a little bit, a lot, or not at all, I still think the best path is for him to either literally bring back a guy like A.J. Brown, who he's worked with, or an established receiver. They've had such a hard time just as a franchise in identifying one in the draft anyway. And with the number four pick, for example, Travis Hunter I would take, and that, but he's also kind of both. Different. He's a couple different things.
Yeah.
Other than that, they need so many linemen and pass rushers and things like that. I would rather go for trade or sink a lot of money into T. Higgins than try to convince yourself that like Tech McMillan's the next guy or one of those other ones.
I think I'm with you on this, mm-hmm. that I don't really know that I want them, based on Elliott Wolf's drafting track record, based on what little we can tell about Ryan Cowden and Vrabel. I don't know how to slice up the full blame pie there. But what little you could tell about that, they couldn't draft receivers to save their lives.
No.
So you want to take one on day three, take a flyer, hopefully you hit. Maybe you find yourself a Pop Douglas, which in fairness, Wolf and Belichick found. Fine. But, yeah, highly targeting a wide receiver, that makes me skew towards bringing in a veteran, free agent, trade. I even lean more towards the trade just because, I mean, if they sign T. Higgins, I'll be happy. But
that's probably the only guy.
I think there's better receivers you can trade for than 100%. T. Higgins. Like, Higgins, you don't know that he's a one. You don't know that.
Nope.
You can think that. You can assume that. You don't know that. He hasn't been a one. There have been games for him without Ja'Marr Chase over the years. Not many. And largely, the defense is going to be focused on Chase. And I don't know that I want to. I would be happy if they brought him in, but there are red flags with T. Higgins. Injuries and him being a number two, you don't know that he's a bona fide number one. I think there's better players on the trade market, which is why I'd go
that
way.
I agree with that. By the way, update on the laser background. My mom texted me.
Good.
It was the same price. She never would have paid more for that. So there you go. There you have it.
Okay.
Lasers cost the same as the traditional background.
Your mother is calling.
At least in my school.
Yeah, your mother is calling the text line and our Twitch chat a bunch of liars.
100%. Okay. She's probably right.
Well, in your face.
That's right.
Twitch chat and text line.
So at least we cleared that up.
Okay. Well, now I'm mad at my parents again.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on Mike Vrabel, his track record at wide receiver. What does it tell you about how the Patriots should approach building things around Drake May this offseason? We'll get to the Celtics coming up as well. Our buddy Big Head Tony is in West Springfield.
What's up, Tony? Big Head Tony.
Hey, I got a point. I got a good suggestion for a prop. I'll get to that in a second. But as far as the wide receivers go, it would be better to sign mediocre. At least you know what they are, receivers, and invest in hosses through the draft. A hoss in college is going to be a hoss in the NFL most of the time. So get them. And Brable already said he's going to invest in the line, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then I was wondering, for the haircut, do you have to like book months in advance? For me, they bring like a team in, they cut my hair from the second floor, and my last one. You know, that camera adds 10 pounds to most people, but for guys like me and Keith, it adds 10 pounds to the head.
Thank you, Tony.
Have a great show, guys.
Thank you very much, Big Head Tony. Picture day always very humbling for guys like me and Tony.
Yeah.
Well, like, we're going to have to back up the camera a little bit here.
It's humbling for many of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, specifically for your giant right. forehead. Yeah.
Like, why'd they zoom in on you? They didn't. they didn't zoom in. That's the standard.
They gotta cut my hair from the second floor.
Yep.
So that's Big Head Tony.
Yep.
You can jump in, 617-779-7937. We were going to start, before we got a sidetrack with Picture Day, about who stands to gain and lose the most in this Super Bowl, Keith. I do think it's fairly self-evident who stands to gain in terms of Patrick Mahomes. I don't really think he stands to lose much.
No, I don't think so. I think he and Reed have a ton to gain, and Kelce, and it's the conversations we've had all week about those guys.
I would argue, out of those three Chiefs, just on that side, I would argue that Reed has the most to gain.
Plus,
just for our discussion, you come in after the Super Bowl, he's got four, and they've won three in a row. It's a real debate between him and Belichick.
And it just feels like, you know, based on age, you know, Mahomes will probably be in the league longer than Reed will be. So, like, these opportunities, you just have less of them. I do think Sirianni, like, getting all the way to the Super Bowl for a second time, like, there's still questions about him. Like, his roster is so good. They had to give him two new coordinators for this year, right? Because they're like, we kind of trust you, but we kind of don't. And so if he loses, it's still like, hey, you have two Super Bowl appearances. Like, that's amazing. But now you're 0-2 in the Super Bowl. And I think, and I don't know, for a guy like that, he might always have some questions about him until he wins the whole thing. So if he loses again, I think maybe a little bit of a hit for Sirianni.
No, I think that's fair. I'd say the same thing about Jalen Hurts. Like, you get the two Super Bowls, but you can't get over the hump. How do you get viewed? Now, you ran into Kansas City both times. Maybe no one cares. And I like Jalen Hurts,
But I could see a fan base, as crazy as Philly fans, talking themselves into, all right, this guy's good. He can get us there, but can he get us over the hump? I think he stands to lose a lot. I don't want to make it no stakes for Kansas City, by the way. You know, like Reed and Mahomes, it hurts their legacies a touch to lose these games, for sure. You didn't three-peat.
Mm-hmm.
You're not making up any ground on Brady. But I don't think we look at them as, like, losers, choke. It's not perspective changing. It would be a loss for them in terms of catching up to the Patriots, but it's not changing our perception of them. For some of these Eagles players in particular, I do think it would be.
Well, I think Saquon Barkley is an interesting case, too, because you could talk yourself into him being on both lists. Because if he wins, it's what an individual effort for Saquon Barkley. We didn't think the running back could do that.
Do you think he stands to lose a lot?
Not lose a lot, but
lose just some
in the big swing of it, because I think you could have the conversation like, see, run game. You can't just win it with just a run game. And then you kind of say like, hey, you can get there, but you can't win it kind of thing. Whereas if he wins it, he's now on like the old school list with Terrell Davis and, you know, Emmitt Smith and like some of these type of runs, where if he isn't, you're like, yeah, that was a really impressive season, but you fell short of it. So it's not like he loses a lot, but I think the big swing there, because if he wins, I don't know, maybe he won't be, but I feel like he'll be Super Bowl MVP. It'll be the first running back who's Super Bowl MVP in 25 years or whatever. 20.
Davis was the last one?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Like 97. So it just goes to show you how it's, first of all, become a quarterback award, but then when it's not, it's like a wideout or a defensive player. It's like never a running back. And Saquon Barkley could break that streak. And if he doesn't, certainly not the end of the world. We're going to look back on it as a great year. But I keep comparing him to Cooper Kupp from a few years ago. Unbelievable regular season and then capped off in the perfect way possible. And you can literally say best receiver year ever. If Saquon Barkley wins the Super Bowl, he's going to be on that list of best running back seasons ever. And if he doesn't, another good year.
No, that's true. So I see what you're saying. It's not like
you lose a lot where you're like, oh, he stinks.
But it'd be a big missed opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair to say. So who stands to gain and lose the most in Super Bowl 59 as it relates to the Chiefs and their dynasty compared to the Patriots? You can get into it. We'll get to Brady and Mahomes. We've been doing this at 11 every day all week. We already did Reed and Belichick on Tuesday. We got to Kelsey and Gronk yesterday. We'll dig deeper on Brady and Mahomes today at 11, so you can jump in on that. You can also weigh in on Mike Vrabel and his track record at drafting wide receivers, not very good. And what does that tell you about how the Patriots should build their team this offseason? Plus, Celtics walloped the Bulls last night. Everything back to normal with the C's? And are we seeing Kristaps Porzingis emerge as a player who this team actually needs this year? They didn't need him last year. Do they need him this year to win it all? We can get into it with your phone calls next.